man smiled knowingly. Ah, you're one of those.
You mean someone who's got common sense? What is it with people in Christmas? Normal, sane human beings become sentimental idiots.
A year ago, when he and Tess had been married less than 18 months, she'd made it clear she expected diamonds for Christmas. Lots of them. She'd wanted him to make her the envy of her friends. That was what he got for marrying a woman 19 years his junior. A pretty blonde with a figure that could stop traffic. Next time around, he'd simply move the woman into his house and send her packing when he grew bored with her. No more marriages. Not for him. He didn't need any more legal entanglements. Just then, a blonde beauty entered the bar, and Greg did a double take. For half a heartbeat, he thought it was Tess. Thankfully, he was wrong. Blonde, beautiful, and probably a bitch. The last part didn't bother him, though, especially now when he could use a little distraction. He'd be 61 his next birthday, but he was trim and fit, and still had all his hair, gone mostly gray, what people called distinguished. In fact, he could easily pass for 10 years younger. His good looks had taken him a long way in this world, and he'd worked hard to maintain a youthful appearance.
Welcome, he greeted her, swerving around on his stool to give her his full attention.
Hello. Her answering smile told him she wasn't averse to his company. Yes, she might well provide a distraction. If everything worked out, he might stay in town overnight. Considering the morning he'd had, he deserved a little comfort. He wasn't interested in anything serious, just a light flirtation to take his mind off his troubles, a dalliance to momentarily distract him.
Are you meeting someone? Greg asked.
Not really, she said, her voice sultry and deep. Greg noted the packages.
Been shopping, I see.
She nodded, and when the bartender walked over to her table, Greg said,
put it on my tab.
Thanks, she said in that same sultry voice. He was even more impressed when she asked for a glass of Bennett wine, a Pinot Noir. He slipped off the stool and approached her table.
I'm Greg.
Cherry Adams. He liked her name. It suited her.
Do you mind if I join you?
Go ahead. Why not? The day was already looking brighter. He pulled out a chair and sat down. They made small talk for a few minutes, exchanged pleasantries. He didn't mention his last name because he didn't want her to make the connection and have their conversation weighed down by the problems at Bennett Wines. However, it soon became clear that she was knowledgeable about wine and very flattering about his 1996 Pinot Noir. Tess had been an idiot on the subject, despite being married to the owner of a winery. She didn't know the difference between Chablis and Chardonnay, and she never did understand why he couldn't call his own sparkling wine champagne, no matter how many times he told her the name could only be used for sparkling wines from the Champagne region of France. After another glass of wine for her and a second martini for him, Greg suggested lunch. Cherry hesitated and gazed down at her hands. Sorry, but I've got a nail appointment.
You could cancel it, Greg suggested, trying to hint that they could find more entertaining ways to occupy themselves.
He didn't want her to think he was being pushy. Later, after lunch, he'd surprise her and announce who he really was. He was pleased, no, delighted by her interest in him, particularly because she didn't know he was the man responsible for the wine she'd described as exquisite. He grinned. Wait till he told her. Cherry's interest proved what he'd been telling himself ever since Tess had walked out on him. He was still young, still vital, still sexy. That was when it happened. The look that crossed Cherry's face conveyed her thoughts as clearly as if she'd said them aloud. She wasn't interested. Oh, sure, he was good for a few drinks, especially since he was buying. Good for an hour of conversation. But that was all.
I really do have to go, Cherry said as she reached for her shopping bags. My nails are a mess. Thanks for the, company and the wine, though.
Don't mention it, Greg muttered, watching her leave. He was still reeling from the blow to his pride. Soon afterward, he left too. He'd never been one to take rejection well, mainly because he'd had so little experience of it. After two martinis, he knew he wasn't in any condition to drive, so he left his car in the lot and started to walk. With no destination in mind, he wandered down the crowded street, trying to keep his distance from all those happy little shoppers. His stomach growled and his head hurt, but not nearly as much as his ego. Every time he thought about the look on Cherry's face, he cringed. Okay, she'd been too young. At a guess, he'd say she